Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Noodles. We are on the Type 88 show, premiering every other Wednesday on Make a Park Radio, also on Spotify, YouTube, and anywhere else you could get your podcasts. Today we have a special guest with us. This guy has been the guy if you're looking to get on a stage, perform, share your voice, perform in a whole other place that maybe you never even imagined that's possible. He's in a city that I've never even been to. He'll talk more about that.
I ain't never been here either.
So I want to welcome Scott Morris to the building, man. What's up? How are you?
Good, man. How you doing? Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate you and your time. I'm excited just to know that I could be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here.
So you've been grinding a while. So for anyone who doesn't know, you know, I know you do a lot of things, but maybe you could kind of talk about kind of how you even got into the game of just music or shows or light, you know, just getting in that the whole game. Cause you've been, I've been seeing you at colleges and shows and events for over a decade, but I know it goes way before that.
I always had love for music. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was an artist first and still an artist. I didn't know that I would grow into like being an exec or anything or even owning my own business. I just wanted to rap. And just not really getting as many opportunities during that time when I first started out or not knowing where to look eventually led into me wanting to do stuff. I ended up becoming a part of Campus Activity Board. That was just an organization that I was on the board for where we was in charge of finding talent, setting up events for the students. So that's a lot of my background. Like Marlon Daniel was the first person to introduce me into event planning. Then from there, like we just did a lot more activities, but Campus Activity Board was I got my start. I was always social. I was always into music. And then we eventually did Dean's List tour, and then one thing led to another. And we're here now where we're doing tours throughout the United States.
Bro, I've felt that pain before too.
Glory to God, man. All this is possible for God, man.
He's the man, bro. He's the greatest. You know, I felt that pain too. You know, coming up as a creative over 13 years ago, just trying to do things, there was always like a gap, and I always wanted to give artists what I wish I had. You know, and I really see you guys going out, going hard. You're in all different spots, throwing events, shows, release parties, all that good stuff. So I know you started with the Dean's List tour. Here you are now. What city are you in now?
Birmingham, Alabama.
No doubt. How many events do you think you've actually done? Like from early on to the Dean's List to today?
I don't know. That's a dope question. Nobody really asked me that, so I never really had a chance to sit and think because we've always just been moving. Now we're more in a sense where, like, we are organized because, like, we were just being consistent. We never really thought about it until, like, now.
Right.
But that'd be at least over 500. They're saying, I know it's between 500 to 1,000.
Yeah.
I don't think it's no less than that.
I think it's always good when you lose count. You know, it's good to keep track, but then it's like you grind. You're just so caught up in it. In an organized way that you're not keeping up. Like, oh, I got four trophies. You know what I mean? You're just out there playing the game every day, practicing, getting in there. And it's good. You lost count. You know what I mean? In a good way. Cause you're just out there right now and you're about to do a show. When? Tomorrow? Today?
Yeah. The show tomorrow is in Alabama. So we just touched down day earlier just so that the artists can chill. They can settle and get themselves together. But they really bonding and getting a chance to really connect with each other. They getting an experience like never before. Like today we went to the cultural experience. They got the chance to like take photos over by like the 106 and recreate it.
I saw a couple of them
shot music videos today. So that was a really good experience. They're getting photo shoots. We got some interviews. Me and my team created some new things that we're gonna, like I said, I'm in Alabama, guys. So I know the things you're hearing, this is just Alabama. Cool. Me and my team really about to introduce some new things that's really gonna hit the game in a different type of way because we're just doing things that I wish I would have gotten. Like I wish somebody would have allowed me a chance to go on tour, whether I wanted or I had to pay for it. It just knowing who I could trust. And those things is important. And I just really want to be somebody that people can trust. Like, I'm making the mistakes so that people don't have to make them. You get me? I'm the one that lost the bread so that I can tell you which way to go. It's, I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm looking to always be that person that people could trust. As long as you're willing to trust, I know what I could do for you, but you just got to be willing to trust me.
That's so real, man. And I must say, I've been on a couple of hip hop tours, and been with Tory Lanez before he had a song on the radio, and G-Eazy and Mike Studd, and just being in those experiences and just seeing what goes into a huge event day in and day out. It wakes you up, you know, just to be around people that are doing it. It rubs off in such a good way. And I was like, wow, we would show up hours before. The lighting was a whole production in itself. They had four light. I remember G-Eazy, he had five photographers.
Oh, word. But people don't understand the importance of that. Like, you gotta, like, even me doing this, I had to learn some things. Like, I got like two shooters that's assigned for our tour that's strictly for the artists. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sane and AE. They handled everything with the artists. And then Mike D is like set up for me so that I can find a good time. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I think a lot of people forgot that I was a rapper first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really shoot my music videos and certain things. And I'm not upset with the direction of my journey because I know a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I know that if somebody came to me with the right bag, I could flip it. But it's more in the sense of now, it's just we had to go through these things and learn it. So I'm not surprised that G-Eazy had five people. Because, you know, you got people capturing different angles and different sounds. Someone is always going to see something that the other person isn't seeing. And you're still building the brand. It costs money to create a brand, and people don't realize that. It's like doing music ain't cheap, and it's not free.
Yo, the production that went into that, and they had a bus, and I saw the difference of, you know, us travel, like, because I was on tour selling merch.
Oh, word.
My boy who was opening up for him, and he had his own merch, but we were in a van. But then you see the difference of when you're touring day to day in a van than you are in a bus. You pull up at the event in the bus, you're well rested, they got beds in there. You pull up in the van, you're crouched, you're like a fortune cookie, like all crunched up and stuff.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like a pretzel, I mean. And but it was that pain, it was that dealing. All right, my body's sore from sitting crouched in a van. You learn something in that moment when you're uncomfortable, and you have to get back comfortable to get to what you got to do. So,
excellent.
Salute to all the artists out there. You know, I know the journey is not easy at all, but it's a journey, you know. And so it's just dope, bro, seeing, you know, the grind. I know we met years ago. Probably at a high school when you were throwing.
No, we met at CSI.
CSI,
I met you at CSI. It was one of the events that they had that I was hosting. So I remember we spoke briefly. Like, so for me, like, I don't forget faces. And if somebody is like memorable, I'm not going to forget you. But I remember I met you at CSI. Then I saw you at a high school again after.
Yes. And then now we have dozens of mutual friends. I've seen so many artists perform at your shows all over, and it's just great to see. So it's just dope, man. You know, these artists, they're really going hard. Just say you're an artist now. What would you tell someone? You know, maybe they don't have the biggest bag. Maybe they don't have all the resources in the world. What would you tell someone? You know, they're starting off. They haven't even put out a project. Completely, but they're trying to get out there. Like,
yeah, the advice that I would tell people is move at your own pace. Because the thing is, people just be feeling like because they don't have $1,000 or X amount that they can't do anything. If you got $100, start with what you got. You could have took $100. You could have performed at 4 open mics, and now you met some people, and now you created some resources. Because most of the time, it costs $20 to get an event or $15. You could have paid. You could have open mic, and a lot of times people don't understand. Like, you're trying to skip the steps, or they want to move too fast, and you don't understand. Like, if you get up there fast, you're gonna fall down hard. At some point, somebody always gonna get knocked down, but you want to have a slow fall rather than a quick one. So, move at your own pace and don't rush the process. And also pray, like people be sleeping on that. There's nothing wrong with praying. If you pray, you put in action, and you believe that whoever you pray to, like, I believe in God, but whoever you pray to and you put in action, you'll get results. But that's my advice to people: like, put in the work, move at your pace, and don't be afraid of your budget. Your budget is your budget.
Yeah, in the world we live in now, you could do a lot with a little.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you heard about that guy. He recorded an album at the Apple Store. He would just
I remember seeing that a couple years ago. But like, that's somebody being resourceful. It's like, that's the difference between somebody who want it and don't want it. Because at the end of the day, you gotta look at him recording his album at the Apple Store. He's risking getting kicked out of the store. He's ripped and getting yelled at. He's ripped at his stuff getting deleted. That's faith and building relationships. You know what I'm saying? And also, for him to be able to record it, he had to do research. He had to go learn how to be able to use the apps on the iPhone in order for you to know how to record yourself and save. So you just got to invest in yourself. Sometimes investing in yourself don't necessarily always mean money. It means actually getting the education so you know what you're doing and how you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing.
I agree. I feel like when you're like a superhero, you're in like this universe, right? Like, there's all these multiple universes. So, like, just say your universe is music. Immerse yourself in that universe. Go to the shows. Learn the equipment. Even that's not learning, not being a master at 50,000 trades, but immerse yourself in that universe. Go to different shows, even if you're not performing. Shake hands. Pull up at shows. Give out mixtape. You know, like, really immerse yourself in this shit.
Thanks.
So with the whole streaming physical sales, and you know, there's, because people now are selling more cassettes and vinyl than they've ever sold before, it's really popping. But then of course on the other side we have the streaming end of things. So like, what's your take on creating a product, putting it out music wise
I think streaming is cool because now it allows more people to get access to things in like a faster amount of time. So that means, because, you know, things age. We have different type of products. Like, people aren't using Walkmans anymore. Like, they're using iPhones. So, like, what was you going to really do with a CD unless you put it in your car? But I think that the fact that cassettes and all of those things are coming back, it's because it's nostalgic. People always want to be a part of something or be able to experience what it made it felt like to be a part of this time. Like people are doing like collector's items. It's like merch. You get me? Like, it's product. Like, you know what it felt like for our parents or anyone during those times when they had those record players? It felt like everything to them. So, and the thing with it was just, sometimes it was limited copies. But to say that you had it first was everything. So it's no different than now, like, to have a T-shirt or to have a tour shirt or have something to say that you was a part of it. People just want to be a part of something. So I think it's a good idea. And I'm not surprised that it's, like, popular and selling out. It's the experience.
I agree. I'm a big believer in capturing a moment. And if you could capsule the moment, it's very important, you know, for you as a person, because you want to look back and be like I could look back at a shirt that we did 11 years ago, and I could almost remember instances or interactions because of that drop. I remember what I went through. I remember people that respond. I remember who copped it and tagged me 11 years ago. So like. I feel like when you're as an artist, I think it's so key, or even just a human being, you know, the same way we take a photo and we want to remember a night out with grandma at our favorite sushi spot. Do that in your life, you know, whatever you're creating. If you're, you know, making a photo album of your child, or you're dropping a tape, you know, like, make something that's tangible that people can hold to. And as my guy said right here, you don't have to bust the bank open to make something good. Who was an artist, like, when you were coming up, like, when you got their album, like, it meant something to you? Do you remember,
when I was young, one of the first two albums that I ever received growing up was the Backstreet Boys and Kid Rock. So when I was first introduced to TRL, Kid Rock had that song, Bop at the Bop, a dang the dang. Like,
yeah.
So seeing the music video, seeing the girls, seeing the creativity within the video, and he looked like a real life rock star. That I didn't know any song other than that one, but I asked my mom, could she purchase it?
Mm.
And you know, most of the time, like, parents are gonna consume or purchase the product for their kids to make their kids happy. You know what I'm saying? Majority of the time. You know what I'm saying? It also depends on the household too, but you have a higher chance of parents copying the album for the kid. So that, and then Burger King did a collaboration with Backstreet Boys where their album had some type of deal with that or concert tickets. But Backstreet Boys was another one, because I was first introduced to them when it came to music. Like, I didn't know hip hop yet. I just came across TRL at random, just swapping through the channel. And then I just saw the way that people just were screaming and like crazy and like pandemonium for them. So that just made me just say, like, oh, I'm gonna be like them. You know what I'm saying? So those two were my first introduction to them. But my first hip hop purchase that my parents bought, because like, I had no bread, right, was 50 Cent.
Word. Oh man, that album. I can remember life almost so vividly because of that album. If I take that album out, I don't remember that time the same way. And that's how important that album was. And I'm pretty sure it was Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, they had, because it was like, I was in elementary school, and then they had that Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday. That line alone captivated all ages.
Yep.
And for me, I didn't want to look a crazy way, because in my elementary school, they was listening to hip hop and I didn't really know what hip hop was, but I knew everyone in my class. So I didn't want to look like the one that didn't know anything. I was the Backstreet Boys into, because I was watching TRL, but people had done learned about 50 Cent. So I was like, I need to, since this is cool, I need to go find out what it is so I can stay cool.
No doubt. All right, cool. So maybe so when you were in elementary school, I was a senior in high school. So like,
oh, wow.
I kind of know how, I now know how much older I am than you.
Oh, wow.
Because when you said the Kid Rock, I was like, I thought we were around the same age, but then you said you were in elementary when Get Rich came out. Okay. I was like, I was a senior in high school. But either way,
oh, wow,
classic moments for sure.
Word.
But that's dope, man. There's, you know, there's so many artists I'm sure that come across your desk on a regular. You know, who would you say, you know, I know you could probably go off for hours, but like, who are some right now that are just like, you know, you're hype, you're ready for their next release, you know?
Like, you're talking about big artists?
We could start big, and then we could go to the underground.
Like
who's like a current favorite, like maybe pop rap, popular rap?
Well, for me, Larry June. I really like Larry June. I like what he talked about. He pushes us to be healthy, entrepreneurship. So I really, really like Larry June. Everybody that be with me on tour know I done probably introduced them to Larry June because I play his records. So that's one I can think of right now. Like, I always look forward to new music for Larry June because I want to meet him. I want to do a record with him too because I like what he's about. I always like Little Baby. I like his drive. I think he's really, really dope. And I'm a big Drake fan. Everybody that know me know I'm a big Drake fan. Word. So, but Drake just dropped, so he did his thing. So right now, looking forward to Larry June, because a lot of the people I like, they dropped already. So Larry June. And and when it comes to like the underground, there's a lot of talented people. Like I never really know who to go for, because you know what I'm saying? I just think that it's a lot of dope people that's out there that just really got their thing going in the morning. And just really excited to see what people really do, and having the privilege to like work with a lot of people. And right now it's just a lot to name, because we're no longer in New York so anymore. It's kind of like I meet new artists, like, and I'm blessed to have that. But since July, it's like I meet new artists in every state. So it's kind of like I got to now get A&R so they can just really process the music and tell me who has a really, really unique sound. But I really get to see a lot of dope performances and seeing the music when I'm at the show. That's when I really get the chance to really dive in and see what they're about.
I feel like the live show tells a lot, and it's definitely probably a great feeling to just meet so many artists, and then see them perform, because you could really... That's a moment, you know, right there for an artist, and it's a very memorable one. And to be able to, you know, give people that stage is amazing, and to give them those memories and those experiences is great. And you know, and it's so important. You learn something from every show, and so for an artist, you know, they want to get, they're trying to get they're performing. Like, what would be some bit of advice in terms of performance? What do you look for? Or what do you think is an important aspect when you're about to hit that stage?
I just think when you're performing, like, you just got to give people you. Like, I wanna be like impressed. I wanna come back and wanna talk to you. Like, I feel like you just got to give it your all and be yourself. I feel like study other performers that you truly admire for whatever reason. Figure out what it is about them that pulls you in. And why, that will help you understand what to do for you. That's always my advice for artists. You got to give us you. Like, I want to feel like when you perform, I want to get to know you. Because everybody sings, everybody raps. But there's not always personality in their performances. Give us you. Like, if you want to do a cartwheel, do a cartwheel. We don't care. Just impress us.
It's true.
Like the people already paid to come see some performances, so entertain them. It's called entertainment.
That's true.
We paying to get our stress and our pain and our struggles and or whatever we going through away. Take it away.
And what do you recommend for an artist? You know, they do perform. They get off the stage. I've seen artists do different things in the underground scene. Some they cut out, some they chop it up. What would be, you know, some advice you would give someone at a show? They just perform, they don't know anyone in the arena, but you know, they got some time to what should they do with those couple of minutes when they get
off? So I'd say this. Yo, I never had a business card ever until recently. You got to go talk to people. The worst people could do is tell you no. When you get off the stage, you can shout out your social media, but it doesn't mean anybody's going to type it in. That's the cliche thing to do. And you should always do that, because you never know. You might have one of them nights where it's just like you blew everyone away, so they're going to type it in. 90% of the time, it's not going to happen like that, because they're coming for somebody else. Go around the room and go talk to people. Thank you for seeing me perform, man. It was great. And if you loved what I did, can you follow me so we can keep in touch? It's that simple. But they just don't want to do the work sometimes. You got to do the work. You got to do something that you're not familiar with or you're afraid to do. If you're afraid to talk to people, we understand that. But this is your opportunity to learn how to let that go.
I agree.
Got to talk to the people. The people want that 2 seconds. The fact that you can walk around the room and come to somebody and say thank you, you just let their defensive down. We got to change that up. We got to stop expecting people to come to us. You're not at the level yet where you're on billboards, where they're going to walk up to you. Until you get to that level, you got to go to them.
Bro, I remember like yesterday, I saw Kid Cudi's first performance. No one knew who he was. He was performing at an 8-track event. at the Hero Ballroom, and he was doing songs off the mixtape. After that, after he performed, bro, he was just chopping it up with everyone. He was just sitting around, and you, no one knew who he was in that moment, and he did it. I went to see him a month later because I was like, yo, this guy's a beast. He's with A-Track again. Let me see how this goes. He did the same thing, bro. He was just in the crowd. Of course, it would be hard for him to do that now. But in that,
but he got to that point. But the reason he got there is because he did exactly what you just said. He hung with the people. He spoke to the people. He talked to the people. Why would the people not get behind him? He took that. He went the extra mile. Like, yeah. The people don't, like, when you look at some of these people who be going platinum, you know what they did too? Sometimes these people have arrived late in some of these cities or some of their press runs because they took that extra minute to take that photo with that fan.
It goes such a long way.
Yeah, that's part of selling records. It's the experience. Everybody rap. What are you doing different?
I felt, of course, you know, it's Cuddy. I was very connected to the music, but I was so connected to seeing that and feeling like he was like a homie of mine, even though he didn't know my name. But we met two or three times at multiple events where he was just there and I was able to just say what up. He didn't show no discrimination to anybody. He gave everyone a pound, hug everyone, and you would just see show after show multiply. And now, you know, a few years later, drop Man on the Moon, which was a huge, that was one of the best
premieres. Yeah, I remember when he came out of nowhere, day and night, then Jim Jones hopped on it, then this person hopped on it. And it was like he came out of nowhere, but no, he didn't. He was doing the work.
He did dozens of those experiences. And, bro, and it was so dope to just see him do bigger events, and now, you know, he's part of some of the biggest projects in hip hop right now. Thanks. It's just like being human, right? You know, like we kind of become superhuman in a way when we're becoming artists, and we're feeling maybe a little less human because we're like, oh, we've reached our power, we're at this peak of how I feel, and please embrace me. But I think it's kind of finding that bridge in between where like you feel superhuman in a way because you're doing your purpose, but then you're humble enough to go to someone in the corner who's maybe in a wheelchair who can't even stand, and you go chop it up with that dude for 2 minutes.
And people watch to see how you operate, especially if you want to do music. They watch how you treat people.
It's so important.
Because it's the people that put you in position. Because they can take you right out of it, too.
It's true. Yeah. People got to, you know, it was so, you know, I just think about those moments with Cuddy. Those were just special moments. And I'm like, anytime I see an artist perform and they just jet out, I'm like, oh, man, you know, you really missed an opportunity. Even though there were 10 people there, that could have been 10 fans. And if you do that 100 times, you have 1,000 fans. And I'm sure you've heard the 1,000 true fans, you know, rule. If you have 1,000 true fans.
Really good life.
Yeah. So do 100 shows, make 10 fans a show. You know, do some math. Thanks. And it's humble beginnings, but it's crazy to see, man. And that's definitely some good advice, man. So now an artist comes to the show, and what do you recommend to them when they leave? And then they go on social media. Should they bring a paper where they collect people's email? Like, how do they stay in touch with everyone?
You should always do that, or just find a way to be able to use things. Like, you guys got to really, like, do research on apps. Like, Google is your best friend. You're not using it. But you just got to paper. There's nothing wrong with that. Figure out what works. You use Google Sheets, or you can use paper. Whatever you feel is going to keep you organized to be able to just reach out to your people. But you can't be doing shows and not collecting data, because then you're going backwards.
It's true. It's really true. Yeah. And every opportunity is a chance to connect with people. And I feel like that's what life's about. You really want to connect. And you want to show love to who you love. You know, like if I meet an artist, there's artists I met at shows. We've been friends for over a decade now. And, you know, if there's something that pops up, I think of them. And I'm sure, you know, you run into so many different artists along the way. It's just probably hard to keep up, but I see you doing a good job organizing everything. And
took time. Like now we got a database. We organize. We see stuff. Now we can really approach things. So now I know in the next 5 years where we're going to be with prayer and consistency. But like right now, it's just more. They always say that you got to leave your city and come back to your city in order for you to become who you need to. And I fully understand it now at this time in my life, because you got to meet people. You got to shake hands. You got to know who's the promoters. You got to know who's the gatekeepers. You got to know who's the people. Like, you're running a business. Like, you can't just think your city or the region or your block. You got to think bigger than that. And if you're not really willing to do it, then cool. If you want to stay local, it don't mean you can't pop. You just got to spend a lot of money with marketing.
Yeah.
You just got to figure out what's your way. And you got to start thinking, what if a label never signs me? Does that mean that you can't live off of what it means? Of course you can. Yo, the industry picks and chooses who they want to support, but the people going to support you as long as you're consistent.
That's real.
You can follow the blueprint of the industry and be your own industry.
That's true.
Like these companies, when we look at the companies we want to sign to, you know, they've been in business for 50 to plus 80 years, but when they first started, they was nobody.
Yeah.
They just stay consistent. So we ain't no different. As long as we stay consistent, you can be the next Atlantic. You can be the next QC. If they said that Def Jam started in Dornville, Def Jam has been acting for over, 20, 30 plus years, still standing. And they started in a dorm room and then they became someone over time. What's stopping you? So if you're complaining about these labels ain't looking at me, you don't want it. You don't want it. Because companies are willing to buy into your brand as long as they feel like it makes sense. If I know I'm going to get my money back, I'll put the bread up.
Yep.
If I don't think I'm going to get my money back, then obviously you're not that great of an investment. You got to work harder.
Yeah.
These companies is no different than a bank. Like when you're first trying to get a house, right? They look to see if you're making money before they approve the loan.
Yeah.
That's the same as a label.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to approve the loan if I don't think you're going to make me no money? How am I know you're going to pay it back?
You got to see that you could trust someone and through their work ethic, through how they deliver. You say something, do you deliver? You do? Oh, good. We take note. Oh, you did it? We take note too. And it's real, man. So what do you tell someone, you know, that there's so many ways to do so many things. You know, we could all do social media. We could do our own videos. We could mix our own records. There's all these apps for everything. What do you recommend what's your take on someone doing everything? Or do you recommend?
I feel like
in teamwork.
It depends on what type of person you are. Because the thing is, you don't know. Like, if you're going to do everything yourself, it takes a level of organization. So if you're going to be super, super organized, you're going to reply back to people in a timely manner, and it's working for you, don't change it if it's working. You got some artists that don't have a manager to handle everything. Like, for example, like Tory Lanez and Larry June. They both preach that they got no manager. I don't know what's going on right now, but this is what they preach and this is what they're telling us. They make the operation work. It worked for them. But then you got other people like me. I believe in teamwork. Like, I understand that if I got 10 people on my team, that's 10 people promoting my brand. Everybody is different. It just depends on what works for you. And I know me. I know my type of content and what people see with me. They want stuff fast. I do shows. Now I'm doing music. So if I do music now, finally, which I've always wanted to do while doing this, they're gonna want music videos like tomorrow, the next week. They want to see it. But then if I got multiple shooters and I got assistant, and I got this, everybody gonna promote it. That's what I like, but everybody different. So yeah. Whatever works for you, works for you. Just know that if you're going to do everything by yourself and be the one-man band, you better be organized. Because you will take more flag and more heat when you do not reply to emails or texts in a timely manner.
I feel it, yeah. I feel like eventually, if you're really about it, you're going to hit a boiling point where you just can't do everything. Because you just...
That's where I'm at. I went through that. I learned my lesson about trying to be a one-man band. I ain't doing it.
You know, there's going to be a moment where your glass is overfilling with things you have to do. And you know you got to write to 100 venues, but then you got to prepare the creative for something. And you hit that and it's like, oh, shit. I can do both. But one is going to suffer for the next. So, like, I encourage all my DIYers to, you know, go as hard as you can, but make sure to keep that open mind when your glass starts overfilling with work and you're like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. I'm making that extra. I could throw a couple hundred a week to this. So now I have that 20 hours. You know what I'm saying? And then it's so crazy when you hit that moment. Because now you could focus on, you start seeing the things that you're the beast at. You know, like I always say, embrace your superpower. You know, you find that thing that you're a beast at, embrace that full-fledged, you know. And of course, you'll do those things on the side. But find that thing, you know, like Wolverine, bro. He doesn't try to shoot people with his one eye like Cyclops. He sticks to his powers. So go out and get it, but embrace that moment where you could then hire your homie, hire your friend who does social media, hire that video girl that you know.
Yeah, and again, when it comes to working with your friends, make sure you let your friends go straight from the jump, what you want them to do, because just because they love you doesn't mean they're gonna get it done. Let them know what it is so that you eliminate any confusion. Because when you work with friends, it could be great, it could be bad, it could be good. But you also know your friends are the ones that got your back. So once you start moving your friends into your business, you need to be cautious, because those are the ones that if something goes wrong in your business, that you could have ventured to. So know how you do things.
Right? Yeah. You just, there's so many learning experiences, bro, just on a day-to-day basis. Just like even in that whole instance, you hire your homie and then that happens. And it's like, how do you communicate? How do you let them go? Or let her go, you know.
That's the toughest thing. So you gotta be careful. You gotta give them a disclaimer coming in. Like, hey, look, if this don't work, I'm gonna fire you, but we still can be cool.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing personal in business. So if you still wanna move forward and understand you're gonna get terminated if you don't do what I need you to do, then let's do it. But please also, I don't want you to come in and take it personal. We're not friends no more. That's what you gotta give a disclaimer.
It's true. Yeah, that communication, man. You know, whether it's a relationship with a partner or a relationship with someone you're working with, you got to communicate with people. Because if they don't know what you want, or they don't know that you're disappointed, how are they going to know what's even going on to fix it? So that's some real stuff right there, bro. So, bro, you know, it's just really dope to just see the evolution of this. I know you're following a lot of your dreams right now. You know, you're really living your dreams, living your purpose.
Crazy. It hit me the other day, babe. It's crazy.
It's a good feeling, right? Like,
me and my boy Touchdown, we just said, yo, we really in Alabama. We ain't got no reason to be here, but we here. Like, yeah, I ain't never been to Raleigh before. I ain't never been to Paris before. We're there. Like, it's like I just thought about the other day, like, glory to God, because yo, like, I could be doing anything else. I'm really on the road touring without a label. We just doing it, and it just shows that when it comes to these labels, they're the bank. You know what I'm saying? They got resources, but they're the bank. But you got to do it on your own, and they'll get bigger with time. But you can't quit. But we here, like, you know, I'm dead in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right? Yeah. Whenever things get crazy for me, I'm like, I like I talk to myself like I'm like my friend, or sometimes I could talk to myself as like a bad, like, yo, come on, are you sure? But most of the time I'm like, bro, you prayed for this. You prayed for this. You're here. So that this is the mess that you wanted to be in, even, and it's a mess, you're going to find your way out of it. It's just solving problems on a micro or macro level. It's really, you know, it's just all about solving a problem. It's just, what problem do you want to solve? And cheers to you, man, for, you know, really living your dreams. What are some dreams that you have that maybe, of course, you know, there's always steps with dreams. I think when we start following them, we see that you couldn't have done this maybe a year into the game. You had to really.
For me, one of the biggest dreams, man, look, I just want to hire more people and get more people jobs. You get me? Because at the end of the day, not everybody is going to get a job at Atlantic. I done sent thousands and thousands of emails to try to get interned for almost every single label. Ain't none of them replied to me. But I learned that's not what God wanted from me. So I want to give people opportunities. I want to help somebody learn how to be an intern, an assistant, an A&R, a talent scout, a marketing director. Come do it with me. That's what I want. I want to have one of the biggest labels for this generation, and I want to change so many lives. It's going to be, and I'm blessed to be able to see a couple of my homies that I know is going to be in that running, where we together, we all going to sell tons of records. But I see it. But we done made the mistakes to understand what to do. And we around the right people now. And that's all through God. But I want to have one of the biggest labels. And I want to be able to put food on people's plates that they can feed their family. You know what I'm saying? And being able to make my mom happy. Like, I could tour the old world. I could sell a million records. I don't got to be the best rapper. Or maybe I will. I don't know. It's God's plan. All that stuff is cool. But knowing you can change lives is the best feeling in the world.
That's beautiful. And it's, you know, you got that vision, bro. And you're getting a taste of it now. I see plenty of people working with you, getting busy, you know, living their dreams as well. So I know you're going to make it happen, and you are. It's just the capacity in which you make it happen. So it's just really onward and upward from here. So yeah, man. So just say, you know, I'm an artist right now and I'm like trying to get involved. I want to go down a show, or I want to even, you know, submit some stuff. Where could people even send stuff to you or get it?
If you want to sign for a show, you can hit my personal page, Life of S Smalls. You can hit me there. Or you can send me an email, but just hit me directly. We set it up. We can talk about what's going on. We can talk about what it needs to, but that's how. Just hit me directly.
I also got your website. I'm going to pull it up real quick for anyone on the video.
Not yet.
Oh, no, gotcha.
We're redoing the site. It's about to be brand new stuff. I'm telling you, you're going to love everything that we're doing.
All right, cool.
Now, site getting redone.
Let me pull up that IG then for anyone on the video.
Yeah, right now, just the IG. But that site ain't back for 4 years, and I apologize, guys. We just getting it right now, and we're on the right path.
All good. Hold on, let's find this real quick. Oh, gotcha. Hold on. I forgot the S there. Pull this up for anyone on the video side of things. If you're not, hold on 1 second. Let me close that one thing. Here we go. So, yeah, make sure to connect with my dude right here, Life of S Morris on IG.
I'm at 25K. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. That's cool. You know, talking about the losing count. You know, you're out there working. You're not counting what's happening sometimes, and that it just happens like that. So yeah, here we go. He posts a lot of stuff about, you know, sometimes an event pops up, looking for shows for this. So yeah, connect with my dude right here, Life of S Morris on Instagram, and then of course,
let's do it. So let me. Hit me up, come talk to me. Let's make it happen. I like people that want to work. I don't want nothing lazy. If you want to go get to it, then let's do it. And you got to learn to start betting on yourself and start taking risks. It ain't going to happen if you ain't going to bet on yourself. It's just not going to happen. I don't care how good you rap. It ain't happening if you ain't betting on yourself.
not to challenge anyone, but yo, people be pulling out these apps and betting on football players. They don't even know that their real name just because they look good on the stats.
You need to do that with yourself.
Bet on yourself. Bet on yourself, yo. You got to live with yourself the rest of your life. So, you know, you want to look back at this moment and be like, I did the right. I took that chance. Oh, right. I introduced myself to Jay-Z's friends of friends at a show. You don't want to come home and be like, oh, I should have said what up to this guy. I should have said what up to Freeway when I was in Philly. Like, you, what's stopping you? You know what I mean? Like, you want to look back and thank yourself. That's what I've been all about lately, bro. I'm like, I want the 46-year-old Noodle, Dave Noodles, in 10 years to thank the 36-year-old Dave Noodles for everything that I'm doing right now. Give your future self a reason to thank your present self.
Like I said, you look young. I know you was older than me until today. I want whatever you doing. Come tell me your diet. I want to look as good.
Yeah, it's that dream. It's that dream stuff. And I don't really do any. I don't really smoke cigarettes or anything. I've never have. So
it could be nothing against nobody that do it. It's just not for me. I ain't never did it. Don't want to do it. I ain't trying it. I'm not with none of that. I'm sorry.
So hopefully I have some of my parents' genes. My dad's 75. He probably don't look a day. Oh, wow. 62. So hopefully I got a few of his genes. And
okay.
But yeah, bro. Yo, it's just dope to really talk to you. You know, we always talk very quickly in passing. This was like our longest conversation.
Thanks.
We got to definitely have you back. And maybe we could do more of a curated episode, you know, where we put some artists on too, maybe a freestyle in the future. And
I'm with it. They with it. We could do that. We could do that in October if you want. We could do that in November when we in LA. It don't matter. You just let me know.
No doubt.
I always got artists with me.
So, bro, you know, it's so crazy because we would always cross paths and I'm like, yo, this guy's really out here working. You know, like people are out here posting about working. I would just see you just everywhere I would go. And I'm like,
It's different, bro, when you hear it back. Cause like, yo, I just be trying to be consistent. I put on everything. I don't think about nothing. Just how we getting it done and being consistent. So when you say it back to me, I really never know how people look at me, and I'm always curious. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't sit here and think about it. Like hearing you recite for me, like, yo, I be seeing you at events, you really work. It's like, oh, wow, that's really what people think of me.
Yeah, yeah. Real talk, man. And I would just show up. I would be like coming out of talking to a school, but then the gymnasium would be packed and you'd be introducing like 15 artists. And I was like, yo, this guy's out here really working. Like, he's not just posting about working. Like, I couldn't imagine if you posted everything that you actually did. You know what I mean? Like, the people that are actually working, like, they don't have enough time to post everything. And like, so the fact that you even have time to post about it, you know, cheers to you, bro. And
I gotta get better with my DMs, because now and I'm accepting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we go all over, like, I can make a post, I get 300 comments within an hour. It's different now because my audience is spread out. So I just got to get better with that. But I'm figuring it out. Probably get an auto response or something. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we deal with it when it starts happening. You know, like the same way you wanted to start hiring people when you needed to. You didn't always need to, but then you got to that, you grew to that point, and now it's like, all right, now I got to figure this out. This is the next thing.
Thanks.
I got to figure out. So you're in Alabama right now. What's your week looking like for the rest of the week?
We're in Alabama tomorrow. Then I come back to Atlanta. Then I go to New York Friday. Then I go to Miami. Then I come back to New York. Then I'm in the DMV. Then I go from the DMV back to Atlanta. Then after that's finished, then we do Jersey. Then we do New York for Rolling Loud weekend. Then we do Jersey, Connecticut, Philly. Then I go to LA and I do Oakland, Sacramento, Vegas, and Arizona. Then I come back for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
And then, Then after that, I go to LA again for Roller Loud weekend in Houston. Then I come back for Christmas. Then I leave again, and I go to LA again. And then I do Seattle and Denver and all of those. Then next month I do, like, from January to February, it's a lot of West Coast. Then March, you know, we're doing South by South. So we're hitting all of Texas. So we just, it's just really, like you said, right now, I'm really just trying to, like, get somebody to buy in. But if they don't, it's not stopping what I do. But I want them to see that I'm a really good investment and I'm building up the base from the ground up. Cause I'm like, starting next month, I'm dropping singles and I'm not gonna stop. Cause now I got a production team. Like, I literally could shoot music videos everywhere I go. And I never had that before until I prayed for it, and now I got it. So now I have all the means to actually do what I is. I got a stylist now. So now we can really do it for real. It's not changing what how we help people. It's just now I can finally help me too.
Bro, cheers to dozens and dozens more years of following the dreams, bro, and making dreams possible.
Bro, everybody got a different path. So we're like, your path is always going to be different than mine. The mine's going to be different than yours. But as long as you're consistent, you're going to be good.
Real talk, bro. So, yo, man, you're always welcome back. I wish you a safe many flights over the next few weeks and months.
Bird.
And shout out to all the artists taking part of your tours and events. And, you know, I wish them all the best on all their upcoming shows and getting on some shows and connecting. And, you know, it's a journey, you know, and so just enjoy that journey. And you know, you got this, you know, and as you said, go out there, shake hands after the show.
All right.
Capture those moments, you know, you want to look back and thank yourself 10 years from now. And be like, oh, shit.
Right. Fact, man. Thanks for having me, man. It was an honor and a privilege. Thank you for everything. I appreciate you and your time. Thank you, Ed. Yo, thank you for always being you, man. And it's exciting to always talk to another person that's dope. So thank you.
Of course, bro. You're always welcome back. Safe travels. And, you know, everyone out there, remember, don't stop dreaming. Make sure to connect with my guy right here, Scott Morris, on the IG.
I'm outside. Come talk to me. Nah.
Yeah, if you're in Alabama, well, by the time this airs, you'll probably be in, like, Philly or Puerto Rico. Who knows where you'll be.
Yeah, at. Wherever you're at, where you see me, I'm probably there. I'm outside for real. Come talk to me. I'll probably hit your corner store. No joke.
But, yeah, you know, go to an upcoming event, see what it's all about, connect with other artists. You know, it's really about just building that community and growing it and showing love and being, you know, being a human as we reach our superhuman potential. So, yo, bro, best of luck. I know you got this. I look forward to seeing more of your dreams unravel and come to life. And have a great night, my dude.
You too. Thank you.
Peace.